Charges were flying fast and furious in last night's vice presidential debate. Much of the debate focused on foreign policy, specifically the war in Iraq, and already much has been said about the truth of what both Dick Cheney and John Edwards had to say about that. We've decided to focus instead on some of the domestic issues that came up last night, and for help sorting through some of the claims the candidates made, we're joined by NPR Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Melissa.
Let's start with the economy and listen to one statement that John Edwards made last night, this one about jobs.
They are the first presidency in 70 years, and I'm talking Democrats, Republicans, presidents who led us through World War, through the Korean War, the Vietnam War, Cold War. Every one of them created jobs until this president.
First presidency in 70 years. So he's saying George Bush, the first president since Herbert Hoover.
Yes, one of the great political punching bags of American history. It has been 72 years since an administration's been saddled with this, but with the loss of 2.7 million manufacturing jobs, and as Senator Edwards said last night, 1.6 million jobs net, there was a deep hole to dig out of. But the administration has been digging out of it this year, or if you will, the economy has been digging out of it this year. The Department of Labor says we are now down to a private sector net loss of about 913,000 jobs. And on Friday, we're going to probably see some improvement in that, the creation of maybe 150,000 jobs in the latest jobs report from that department. There are some people who prefer looking at household surveys, certainly the administration does, factoring in public sector jobs and some other elements that make the picture look considerably rosier. But most business economists will tell you it's the business payroll number that really counts and that they pay attention to, and that's the one where the administration just is not going to get back to even by November 2nd or even by the end of the term.
So a net loss over these 4 years.
Yes.
Let's listen to something that Vice President Cheney said last night. There was a lot of talk about taxes, and he's talking here about the John Kerry plan to eliminate the tax cut for the top income bracket. This would apply to those making over $200,000 a year.
Well, the fact of the matter is a great many of our small businesses pay taxes under the personal income taxes rather than the corporate rate. And about 900,000 small businesses will be hit if you do, in fact, do what they want to do with the top bracket. That's not smart because 7 out of 10 new jobs in America are created by small businesses.
So the vice president there is saying you roll back that tax cut and you'll hurt a lot of small business. Is that true?
Well, the question here is what constitutes a small business. If you look at the IRS data, only about 5% of all small businesses would be affected by the change that Kerry Edwards have proposed here. Now, how do you get to 900,000? By defining a small business to include anyone who has side income in addition to their regular sources of income. That would include small business partnerships or something they participate in or have an investment in.
Let's go back to Senator Edwards from last night saying that unlike the Bush administration, the Democratic ticket values work and not wealth.
A millionaire sitting by their swimming pool, collecting their statement to see how much money they're making, make their money from dividends, pays a lower tax rate than the men and women who are receiving paychecks for serving on the ground in Iraq.
This is another one of those cases where by using vivid language, you make your point in a more lurid way, but it can be misleading. Millionaires buy the pool whose money comes exclusively from dividends after 2003 are only paying 15% on that dividend income. Most soldiers in Iraq are paying 15% on some of their income. They're paying a lower rate on some of their income as well. And depending on what other sources of income they might have, they could also be paying a higher rate. So, literally, you can say that they're paying the same rate on much of their income. Other factors will determine what other forms of taxation they pay on some of their other income. The real issue here is the administration deciding that money that comes from investments should not be taxed as much as money that's earned or money that comes in wages.
Ron Elving, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR Washington editor Ron Elving, truth-squatting some of the statements on domestic issues made in last night's vice presidential debate.